Okay, we're holding an Aleph Nisan. Sorry about the mistake from yesterday. Aleph Nisan. Yesterday was Chavtes of Adar. Today is Aleph Nisan. We're going from Siman Kuf Yud Beis to Halacha Chav. To Halacha Zayin. Okay, Kuf Yud Beis. We're discussing still what's called Ilecha Metznukshe, or something that became possible from Achilles Kev completely, and that is Mutar Be'ana. And an example of that is where you have ink, the Kitzur says, that got cooked up with beer. So long as it was done before Pesach, you're allowed to write with that ink. And this, of course, has tremendous, what's called in Hebrew, shlachot, a lot of ramifications. So all cosmetics, soaps, shampoos, technically speaking, any of these things that are not really achilles kev. Now, the argument could be that today there are some things that are so natural that you can almost drink it for breakfast. That's where it gets a little bit more complicated. So that's where you really have to be a little bit more careful in today's world. But on a halachic level, if you know, let's say you have a spray, deodorant spray, these are things that dogs are not getting close to. And therefore, or someone called me as a dentist, even things that are in the mouth that you spit out, so there's no din of achshava either, meaning you're not giving it any importance. So the halacha that's permitted to be used on Pesach. And that's what the kitzur told me, mutar b'Pesach dano v'shiyah. Now, a non-Jew that created something like this in Pesach, that the Kitzur says is also the Yisrael Bahana, because chametz of a non-Jew is also Aser to Yisrael Bahana on Pesach. Since it was made in Pesach, so even when that's a negative taste, you can't use it. On that also, I think there's those that argue, so therefore it's a big shayla, Yishaska shayla. When it comes to utensils, that a person is not kashering for Passover, for Pesach, you have to make sure that they're clean. Interesting halacha. Now, technically speaking, if you're going to be selling them to a non-Jew through your rabbi, so really it shouldn't be a problem. And there's a whole discussion about selling. You don't sell your pots, because if you sell the pots to a non-Jew, then you have to kasher them. It's really selling the chametz on the pot, but that's also difficult, because who's interested in buying some little crumbs on a pot? So that's why it's best to clean. That's, I think, where the minute really comes to clean these things and put them aside. For Passover, and the best is, like the kids says, to make sure that it's closed. You don't come to use these things. If you're not going to have them enclosed, then with a good sign, if not kosher Passover, Chas V'Shalom, person could use them in Pesach. Ere Pesach. we're holding by the laws of Ere Pesach. So interesting halacha that we don't say Ashkenazim. Do not say Mizmor L'Seida, not Nam Netzach. I say Ashkenazim because the Sfaradim, Api Kabbalah, they do say Mizmor L'Ere Pesach, and even during Pesach itself. And the reason for that is because they're not focused so much on the actual mincha, the 40 breads, the 10 breads of the chametz, but rather on the idea and the aspect of being makil toiv. So the interesting distinction. There's another halacha. Oh, and that's what I saw, that the Ashkenazim, that if you started saying mizmor l'seida, and now everyone's screaming. No, you're supposed to actually continue. I know that's a little bit shocking. Probably an unknown halacha. That's the halacha. Okay, next. If a person wants to, when it comes to eating chametz, so on Erev Pesach, we eat until the third part of the day. That means the end of the fourth hour is where you have to finish eating. End of the fifth hour is when you have to get rid of your chametz, and until then you're allowed to have enough of it, enjoy it, meaning not eat it. And then by the sixth hour, it's too late. The whole discussion, if you didn't sell by then, if you could still sell into chatzis. Because these are all really what's called hachakas, because of confusion, especially in the old days when people didn't have watches. So, for example, the Maisa this year, everyone should check the calendar, but in New York, it's around 10:26 is the early time. We'll get to in a second what the early time means. And the Zman of getting rid of your chametz is by 11:42. Again, you should check your exact timing based on your area. But roughly, that's the time, and there's a difference how to calculate the fourth hour and the fifth hour of the day. According to the Kiddush Halachi, he calculated from Aleis HaShachar to Tzeis. That's actually the Shita of the Magen Avraham. It's actually more strict. Versus the Vilna Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. This is one of the interesting times where you have the Baal HaTanya and the Vilna Gaon on the same page. And they hold that actually you calculate the day based on sunrise to sunset. And therefore the timing is a little bit later. And everyone agrees that L'chatchil, when it comes to eating, don't take a chance. And eat, try to finish by like the earlier time, which I think 10:26. Okay. When it comes to, like we said, at that point, the mechatzos. So from mechatzos on, there's another restriction. So once you finished, like we said, the burning really should be done by the end of the fifth hour. But it should be burnt completely, and then that's when you should say the bittul. That's an important point that people sometimes also, they once they throw it into the fire, they're already saying bittul. You should really wait till it's consumed. When it comes to chatzos and on, there's an issur melacha, asiyas melacha, not supposed to do any work. But this work is much more lenient. It's not worse than chol hamoed. So therefore, if anything that's needed for yontav, there's much more room to be lenient. If someone is so the chatchila one is best to do it, but with a non-Jew. But even if without a non-Jew, one is permitted. So for example, as the kitzur goes on to explain, when it comes to taking haircuts and cutting nails, you should definitely try to do it before chatzos and try to do everything before chatzos, before midday. But if you didn't, you could do it after chatzos, and even to take a haircut, you could take it to a non-Jew. And if someone's really stuck, you could do it also with a Jew, and that includes also shaving. Well, people don't know this halacha. It's different than every yontav. Why is it different than every yontav? Because today, different than every other yontav, this day is a yontav itself because they used to bring the korban Pesach, and Hallel should be sold to bring the korban Pesach. Okay, another restriction that when it comes to erev Pesach is not eating matzah. So the halacha, this is the only time really not supposed to eat matzah. Meaning, the people have customs not eating matzah from Rosh Chodesh, or some would say even 30 days before Pesach. But the real restriction is erev Pesach. That's what the Mishnah says, and it's because you have to eat the matzah with te'avon, with the excitement, with taste, with it should be geshmak. Now this is a real halacha. You're not supposed to eat matzah, and that applies also to little kids too. From what age? The person can say from 5, because they understand the eating Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is such an interesting concept. Because if they're little kids, who cares? The answer is because part of your Haggadah is to make sure that your Haggadah, your Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to these young children who are obligated, is in order to inspire them. And if they ain't ready for the matzah, it's not going to be as exciting. It's not an amazing idea. Has to be. There can't be, so to speak, it's a felt in your, it's a chisern, it's a missing in your Haggadah. Okay, in any case, when it comes to anything else that's cooked with matzah meal, etc., technically it's mutter. There are those that hold themselves back from that. Anything that's made in matzah meal, especially if it looks like a matzah. If it looks like a matzah, you should stay away from that. Even though technically speaking, if it's sweet or even egg matzah, certainly one should, it should be able to in Erev Pesach. Nevertheless, it's a very interesting concept. Some of the man says since you can be used with the egg matzah at night, if someone is not well, sick, etc. So therefore, best to avoid that also. So you're stuck with not many choices in the morning. But Passover cookies and etc. Okay, the problem is you're really supposed to have a good meal. So before the 4th hour, it's not a problem. Especially if you're going to be attending a siyum, which we're going to discuss in a moment. In any case, after the 10th hour, this is where everything we discussed. From the 10th hour and on, so last quarter really of the day, a person should really be careful only to eat fruits and meat and fish if he needs it, because you're not supposed to be full. You're supposed to be able to eat, as we said, the matzah with a taste, with a desire. It's called a te'avon. Very interesting halachas. Now, when it comes to drinking wine, the Gemara actually says a little bit of wine is a problem, makes you full. A lot of it of wine is great, gives you appetite. And that I was so happy to see, because the place can say, we have no idea really what that means today. And if you drink too much wine, based on this, you'll end up being drunk and out of the picture. Okay, next. So now we discussed Erev Pesach. There's another unique mitzvah for the Bechorim to fast. So that includes Bechor min ha'av, Bechor min ha'em, firstborn for the father or for the mother. It also, according to some custom, actually applies to a mother fasting if her husband is a Bechor himself and they have a child. So that's already, this is certainly going to ask a question. And if someone is difficulty fasting, this is a very light fast. It's so light that and Mishnah even says, very interesting, Mishnah we quote in the Shaar HaTzion, he says that someone at least should fulfill the obligation. I never saw anyone, anytime that they quote the sheet of Rabbi Yechiel from the Mordechai that says that if as long as you're only having like vegetables and stuff like that, you're okay, you're still considered fasting. Again, it's not a chatchila, and the best thing is to go to Siyum, which is the custom. Most people do this custom today to go to Siddur Mitzvah. And if you're participating in the Siyum, even if you didn't make the Siyum, you are okay. That's basically the custom today. And there's big discussions if you're not there, you're listening on Zoom. We were lenient about that, and that it's okay. And if you have someone, if it's a young, if it's an oldest girl, so some eldest, I mean, Chora, what it's called, she also fasts according to some. So therefore, as long as you bring her some food from the Siyum, that's also good enough. Someone's excited about being part of the Siyum. Siyum also includes, according to Ramesh, even just finishing a Tanakh, one of the Nevi'im with Mefalshim, some hold one Seder Mish of a Mishnah with Mefalshim. So there's quite leniencies when it comes to this. And lastly, there are Bechorim, they're still fasting. It's a very auspicious thing to do. If a person is fasting, Bechor is fasting, he could say Aneinu in a prison, in his private Shmoneh Esrei. If there's a few Bechorim that are fasting, the Kitzur says, that if they're davening b'tzibur, the bechor should not daven. Why? Because you're not supposed to say aninu in Chazos, Tefillah, Bekol, since it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Have a beautiful day.